Okay, it's now 5:30. We'll call this public hearing to order. The planner will read the call to the public hearing.
The St. Lawrence County will hold a public hearing on Monday, November 5th, 2018 at 5:30 p.m. at the Board of Legislators Chambers located in the County Courthouse, 48 Court Street, Canton, for the purpose of hearing public comments on the St. Lawrence County's community development block grant needs and to discuss possible submission of one or more community development block grant CDBG applications for the 2018 year. The CDBG program is administered by the New York State Office of Community Renewal and will make available to eligible local governments approximately $45 million for the 2018 program year for housing, economic development, public facilities, public infrastructure, and planning activities, with the principal purpose being to benefit low and moderate income households. The hearing will provide further information about the CDBG program, will allow for citizen participation in the development of proposed grant applications, and we will provide technical assistance to develop alternative proposals. Comments will be received this evening if you have any, and the hearing is being conducted pursuant to Section 570.486, Subpart I of the Code of Federal Rules and Regulations in compliance with the requirements of the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974 as amended. Written comments may also be submitted to me, the St. Lawrence County Planning Director at 48 Court Street, Canton, New York, 13617, or by email to kzimmerman@stlawco.org until November 12, 2018. The purpose of the hearing is to discuss the CDBG program is being administered by New York State. In New York State, the state itself provides financial assistance to counties with an area population under 200,000 persons. Applicants in the New York State CDBG program must ensure that 70% of all activities principally benefit low and moderate income persons. The amount of funds available, as aforementioned, there's a total of $45 million being made available on a variety of programs, but for this particular activity, there's about $20 million being made available for the following: $12 million for the New York State CDBG program for housing activities and $8 million for the New York State home program. The available CDBG funds may be used for housing activities, including rehabilitation of housing units, replacement of mobile and manufactured homes, home ownership, residential water and wastewater systems, and beneficiaries of these funds must be primarily LMI persons. The CDBG activities must meet a national objective. There are three national objectives. The first, aforementioned, was the benefit for LMI persons. The second is to aid in the prevention or elimination of slums or plight. And the third is to meet a community development need having a particular urgency. The funding limits for the program for 2018 limit counties to a maximum award of $1 million. The specific proposal that we're here to propose to you tonight would see us using approximately $300,000 in these funds to help LMI households repair and replace substandard septic systems. The county intends to distribute these funds for septic system repair and replacement to clients on a countywide basis, as the need for assistance exists throughout the county. This approach will allow for the Septic Tank Replacement Assistance Program, or STRAP as we're calling it, to be flexible enough to provide assistance for wherever the need for rehabilitation is great. The county will also use the funding through STRAP to augment other funds already provided by the New York State DEC and Environmental Facilities Corp to assist septic system repair and replacement in specified watersheds within the county. The county has operated 27 housing rehabilitation programs since 1982, has assisted over 575 households with home repair. In addition, we have assisted 508 LMI households obtain their first home. Overall, the county has secured more than $27 million in CDBG funds for community development, infrastructure, and public facilities projects. Eligibility for the program. Households will be eligible to participate in the STRAP if they earn less than 80% of the county's median income limit. We have a table that shows that if you're interested, and it's based upon household size. They have to own or rent their housing unit. Prospective clients have to complete an interview and a comprehensive application in order to determine a qualification for assistance. And those who are interested in the program are urged to contact the North Country Housing Council at 386-8576 to be placed on a waiting list. There is a handout that was on your desk. It has a project deadline. We were enthusiastic in writing, the deadline being December 16th, it is in fact November 16th, and that's the urgency for this meeting tonight. We apologize for that mistake in the handout. The application is due, roughly 2 weeks from now. The grant, it's anticipated the award, if made, will be made early in 2019. Startup usually commences about 90 days after grant award, and we have roughly 2 years to implement the project. A couple of technical notes. We are required to maintain, and we do have, an anti-displacement and relocation plan for housing activities should the need arise. We have an obligation under the CDBG program rules to provide technical assistance to group representatives of persons of LMI income that request assistance in developing proposals in accordance with the procedures developed by the state. These were alternative proposals, and we have to provide technical assistance, and we'd be glad to do so. However, such assistance does not include providing funds to such groups. And the Fair Housing Statement. The County of St. Lawrence and the North Country Housing Council are equal opportunity housing providers. We do not discriminate against applicants for housing assistance based on race, color, religion, national origin, age, gender, familial status, or disability. And if there's anyone who has any further questions or would like more information, you are to contact me, please. And the information is listed on the handout. And I would have a special note for you legislators sitting here tonight. I have placed a letter in your mailbox of support for this application. I would greatly appreciate it if you could sign that tonight, if you're in agreement with it, and either give it to Kelly later on or put it back in your mailbox and we will collect it, given that the deadline is, in fact, November 16th, not December 16th, and we're in a bit of a rush. And that's all I have for now. If there's any questions or comments, I would be glad to write them down. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Keith. So any citizen wanting to address the board is asked to stand at the microphone during the time that they address the board. The address will be limited to a time of 5 minutes. Please state your name before beginning your address. Is there anyone that would like to address this matter? Seeing none, I declare this public hearing closed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith. I'd like to call this public hearing to order.
Notice is hereby given by the Chair of St. Lawrence County Board of Legislators that the Chair and the members of the Board of Legislators of the County of St. Lawrence will meet at the Board of Legislators Chambers Courthouse located at 48 Court Street, Canton, New York at 5:45 p.m. on Monday, November 5th, 2018 for the purpose of conducting a public hearing regarding the adoption of the 2019 budget, followed by the November full board meeting. Further notice is hereby given that copies of the tentative budget are available at the Office of the Clerk of the Board of Legislators at Canton, New York, where they may be inspected or procured by any interested person during business hours. Pursuant to Section 359 of the County Law, the maximum salaries that may be fixed and payable during said fiscal year to members of said Board of Legislators and to the chair thereof respectively are hereby specified as follows. Members of the Board of Legislators, $12,000. Vice Chair of the Board of Legislators, $14,000. Chair of the Board of Legislators, $17,000. Exhibit A, 2019 Budget Summary. General Government Support, $54,837,347. Education, $901,000. Public Safety, $17,414,651. Health, $15,233,102. Transportation, $23,034,637. Economic Opportunity, $3,418,616. Social Services, $62,819,552. Culture and Recreation, $339,978. Home and Community Services, $6,585,188. Employee Benefits, $35,072,132. Debt Service, $2,000. $279,288. Interfund transfers, $14,991,881. Total appropriations, $236,927,372. By the order of the Board of Legislators.
Thank you, Kelly. At this time, the public would like to talk. Any citizen wanting to address the board is asked to stand at the microphone for during the time that they address the board. The address will be limited to a time of 5 minutes. Please state your name before beginning your address. Is there anyone that's interested in addressing the board? Okay, so I declare this public hearing closed. So I'd like to call to order this tonight's board meeting. Before we get started, I want to thank you all for the flowers from the department heads and legislators that were sent to my mother's memorial. They were quite beautiful. Thank you. Roll call, Kelly.
Hooper?
Here.
Forsythe? Lightfoot?
Here.
LaPierre?
Here.
Leader? Denisha?
Here.
Perkins?
Here.
Akers?
Here.
Fay?
Here.
Timmerman?
Here.
Colbert?
Here.
Burke?
Here.
Arquette?
Here.
Paquin?
Here.
Bell?
Here.
13 present.
If we'll all stand, I'd like to have a moment of silence for the Tree of Life Synagogue. Thank you. Mr. Denisha, would you offer tonight's prayer, and we'll follow that with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for the opportunity to gather here this evening. Please accept our continued gratitude for the numerous blessings you have bestowed upon us and our country. Dear Father, too often we find it easier to criticize the behavior of those we do not agree with, rather than looking for the good. Too often, we belittle one another, simply because we have different points of view. Please grant us the ability to work with one another in singularity and purpose, and to cast aside our personal and political differences so that we may achieve solutions that are best and best for all. When our evening's work is complete, we ask that you guide each of us on our journey home. All these things, we ask your blessing in your Son and our Lord, Jesus Christ, in his name, all things are possible.
Thank you, Mr. Denisha.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So tonight we're honored to have some employees here that are nearing retirement and have served us for a long time. So the St. Lawrence County Board of Legislators is proud to recognize the following employees for their years of service with St. Lawrence County. Through their countless hours of invaluable service, they have faithfully contributed their time and energy without expectation of reward other than the gratification that comes from helping the citizens of St. Lawrence County. This stands as a testament to their many years of hard work, dedication, and represents the noblest of qualities of being a true civil servant. As I call your name, please come forward to accept your certificate of recognition. The department heads, please come forward as well for photographs. And then we'll start with Highway. Don?
So first up, we have Gary Ames of Highway. And Gary has been with us 30 years. Is Gary here tonight?
Gary had to tell me that he had something that I did,
okay.
So he's not here.
All right. Next up is Eric Colton. of Highway, 30 years. Robert's been with us for also for 30 years. Public Health, Dana McGuire. We have Elizabeth Palmer for Public Health of 30 years. Is Elizabeth here? Real Property, Bruce Green. Donna Brown. 30 years for Donna Brown. Donna here. Social Services, we have Christopher Dees, and the first one up is Esther Dana, Social Services for 30 years. She's not here? Okay. Robert Day is not here. Robert's been with us also for 30 years, and Tracy Loeffler has also been with us 30 years. So, thank you very much. Solid Waste, Mr. Chambers, is Joseph Levine, who has been with us for 30 years. For treasurer, we have Susan Smith, and I believe Susan's not here, but she's also been here for 30 years. So I believe we'll take a few minutes. We have some refreshments for our employees and everyone here. We have cookies and some punch. So let's break for a few minutes. We'll enjoy that. Okay, thank you. We'll get started again. I would like approval of tonight's agenda, and we need to withdraw item number 19. Is there a motion for such an item? Motion by Mr. Timmerman, second by Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of October 1st. Moved by Mr. Forsythe, second by Mr. Timmerman. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Kelly says there are no communications tonight. Any citizen wanting to address the board is asked to stand at the microphone during the time that they address the board. The address will be limited to a time of 5 minutes. Please state your name before beginning your talk. Who would like to go? Mr. Green.
I understood that there was a meeting from 5:45 to 6 on the budget.
Yes.
And I made it in here about 6 to 6.
It was over.
And it was over.
Yep.
No, that didn't mean that we had 15 minutes of this meeting. I was wondering if the meeting should have closed at 6 or because there was nobody here to speak at 4, but it was 5:48. That was the end of the meeting.
Right. We can make a note of that, and surely we can make amends at another time.
Mr. Button, would you like to speak to that?
I can. Mr. Green, the conditions of a public hearing are that it has to commence at the time that is publicly noticed, which it did, in fact, commence. However, it is not required to maintain for the duration in which it's identified. So while it had to start at 5:45, it did not have to continue to go until 6 o'clock. It adjourned upon completion of the business of that meeting.
So if there would have been 100 people there to speak, it would have gone until 2 o'clock in the morning.
It technically could have gone longer. That's correct.
Hearing TS.
Patrick Green, Starving Rancher from Lisbon. I noticed none of you wore poppies. Last year I brought you poppies, and this year, because of a critical low funding, I wasn't able to bring yours. I was hoping you'd all go to the VFW and get your own, but I left one on record and left one to our Madam Secretary. I talked to a guy named Dylan. Oh, Patrick Green, Starving Rancher. Did I say that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I talked to a man
named
Dylan.
I offered you cookies.
On the budget. And I asked him where the money came from, where it went, and I asked him whether he understood. How much money did you people receive that you didn't intend to pay back? Well, according to his figures, you received $54,732,000 that you don't intend to pay back. Well, that's happening all over the country. It's not just St. Lawrence County. It's added to the $22 trillion federal debt and $360 billion that's in New York State. Now, I don't know if this affects you people much, but I want you to look in the future of the people who are going to have to pay this back. And I look at it as a horrible automobile accident. And I look at it as so horrible that the children are trapped in that car and it's on fire. Yet, I can talk to you people, and it doesn't seem to faze you, because you're not looking forward enough in order to understand what's going on. Now, when we said the Pledge of Allegiance, we came in here and we said a prayer to God, which includes the Bible to me. Being in a Christian nation, I think it still is. But we said a Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, and we said, until the democracy for which it stands. Wait a minute, that's not what was said. We said to the republic. Now, we've got to understand what a democracy is. A democracy is mob rule. If in a true democracy, if 51% of this country decided that all males would be castrated, by law, we would all be castrated. Thank God I live in a republic. Because in my republic, if 51% of the people decide that males should be castrated, that's fine and good. But that leaves me right out of it. In fact, if it ever came to that point in a republic, I would volunteer to help those who were willing to be castrated. But it's the same thing as passing this budget. You people pass this budget because you're a mob and you all agree. Now, I've talked to you people before about your reliance upon this public funding. And all I hear everywhere I go is grant this, grant that, as if it's a bottomless barrel where this money's coming from. The day of reckoning is coming, and it's going to fall upon my grandchildren. And this upsets me immensely, because you people seem to be able to pass this. We need that. I come from the town of Lisbon. I have which is going wild at the moment. And it's the same idea. We'll just get more grants and more grants and more grants. And to tell you the truth, we don't have enough money to even repave the roads that were paid for by the state. And this thing called CHIPS and DIP is some kind of money that comes from the state of New York. But the state of New York has no money. The federal government has no money. We have a Trojan horse in office now called Trump. And he seems to be the thing that all conservatives think is the second coming of Christ. But we have to look at Mr. Trump and understand. Meanwhile, while he's taking the conservative movement and he's making them all look like womanizers, thieves, and arrogant. And the election that's coming up tomorrow is going to be a deciding between the mob and the conservatives. But we must know that the conservative people have been tainted by the likes of Mr. Trump, and I don't believe it's by accident. Nero fiddled at Rome. Now, we got to understand, did he fiddle because he didn't care? Did he fiddle because he didn't know? Or did he fiddle because there was something in it for him? I looked up the word Well, I asked a question the other day to a person, and I said, what do they call a person that looks upon someone in trouble and takes that trouble that person has and turns that into gain? And so we searched whatever her name is on this internet, and come to find out it boiled right down to the true meaning of the word opportunist. Trump's an opportunist. We've all become opportunist, but we forgot about that person that was in trouble. I would think you'd want to vote no on your budget and redo it without the money you don't plan on returning. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Anyone else?
Hello, everybody. My name's Casey Whitcomb, and I'm a resident of Potsdam. I would like to bring to the attention of the board how my children and I are being treated by Child Protective Services Unit at the Department of Social Services. Back in April, my children were taken from my care and placed into foster care at the At the beginning of October, my children were placed in the care of my grandparents. Recently, they were taken back out of their care and placed back into foster care, where they were moved from Parrishville to Edwards, across the county, pretty much. The day my children were moved, I was not notified by any caseworkers, as I should have been. Instead, my grandmother and a family friend informed me that my boys were being taken back and where they were being moved to. It was over a week before I saw my boys again, and we went from having three visits a week to only two. Since being taken away, my children have been moved to at least five different homes, not including my grandparents. They have attended four or five different school districts. My oldest son, Stuart, seven, was placed into the psych ward for something he allegedly said to another child in one of the foster homes. It was 3 days before I was notified of this, and we went weeks without seeing each other, time that we can't get back. He spent 1 month in this jail where he was put on unnecessary medication and received a shot in his butt maybe more than once. While Stuart was in this place, his little brother was separated from his family completely for the first time in his life. During our visits without Stuart around, Oliver made it clear that the foster parents were not keeping him informed on what was happening to his brother. He described Stuart as lost and that he wasn't coming back. Before taken from my care, Stuart was not on medication because I believe that with time and patience that we could work through his problems, and for 7 years we succeeded. Now it seems that all that progress we made was for naught. When my boys were at my grandparents', I took it upon myself to go over on days that I wasn't scheduled for a visit to help them, give them time away from the kids, and to try to make up for lost time with my children. When the caseworker caught wind of this, she told my grandmother that I was taking advantage of her in this situation, a ludicrous statement if I have ever heard one in my life. This same caseworker never once contacted me about anything, including that she was moving my children again. In fact, I was not informed by any caseworker of their move until the next day at court. And the caseworker that I have spoke to has not contacted me or come to my house despite her saying that she would be by later that week. This was the 23rd of October. Now back to my children. My boys are not the same since they've been ripped away from their home. They've been traumatized by the system. There was no reason for my babies to be taken from me. They were happy, loved, cared for, and safe in our home. And then they were taken to strangers, despite me giving names of family and friends that were willing and able to have taken them. The first home they were brought to, they were taken from their custody not long after due to a neglect abuse case opened that involved my children, and I still don't know what happened. Since then, my boys, ages 7 and 5, have been through hell and back, and it never should have happened. When Tricia Snyder came into my home, she promised me that I would be offered and given services before my children were ever taken. The next time that she came over, she didn't mention any services. All she did was judge. And then 4 hours later, she called me and ordered me to remove my kids from my home or they would be placed into foster care. I didn't receive any services I was told I would be offered, and I continued to wait for certain things like YAP. It was over 5 months before I saw my homemaker after our first meeting in June, almost 2 months after my kids were taken from my custody. My homemaker had surgery, and that's why she was out of work. But during that time, no one came in her place, which was beyond inconvenient in making it take even longer for my children to return home. I would also like to address how the caseworkers I have been dealing with are unprofessional and liars. During my trial, Tricia Snyder, a CPS caseworker, committed perjury. She also submitted evidence claiming they were things they were not. She also claimed my son Oliver had scratches on his face, which was not true. The system has failed my children and ruined their lives. I cannot stress enough to you how loved these boys were, how happy they were before they were taken from my home and placed with people who couldn't possibly love them as much as me, who couldn't handle them when they get angry or sad or scared, who didn't struggle for years to make sure that they had what they needed with little to no help from family or friends. For years, we lived off of $40 every other week, and then we moved into a home where nothing was included and it got moved up to $70 every other week. I did the best I could as a single mother to support them and myself on that amount, but it was impossible. I couldn't take care of our garbage and it piled up in the garage. I couldn't wash our clothes and dirty laundry piled up. For years, I asked social services for help and got none. Then when everything got behind, instead of helping me get on my feet, the department took my children away. Took them away after offering to help, but then never followed through. The Department of Social Services has failed my family for years, and they continue to do so. My children deserve better than what they're being put through, and deserve better than the people who work there. There has to be a better way to help. I have seen the department turn a blind eye to abusive parents who can afford their children and target poor families who do what they have to in order to survive. Something needs to be done. These people need to be looked into and investigated. For 7 years, I was investigated on and off and never once had a report been indicated until I started to speak up against the corruption and unprofessionalism of the caseworkers that work in Child Protective Services. I feel that my rights as an American citizen have been violated as well as my children's rights. I don't feel safe in my community that I grew up in, and I look forward to moving away from my home if things don't change. I should not have to do that. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Mrs. Whitcomb. Is there anyone else?
Ken Putney, I would like to start off with saying I agree with what Mr. Green said earlier and that the budget meeting should have been at least until 6 o'clock. 15 minutes, that's pretty quick to get your business done. I was here before him, so it was shorter than that. I also don't understand why he took a break 10 minutes after that. I wish I could get a break that early into work. I mean, that's pretty quick. You need to rethink the budget. It's good work. You're starting in the right direction, but it needs to go lower. You're turning the people in this county to desperation. You're taking everything they have to spend it on what you want, not what you need, not what the people need. If people are going to do such things as the IDA has in the past, you need to hold them accountable for their contracts. Take that money back. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? So we'll move on to the presentation of the resolutions. Mr. Hooper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. offer a resolution modifying the 2018 budget for the Planning Office for Educational Workshops associated with agriculture in St. Lawrence County and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Timmerman. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Cooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
14 yes, 1 absent.
Resolution passes. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with New York State Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Services to accept a fiscal year 18 SHSP grant and modifying the 2018 budget for the Office of Emergency Services and move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Forsythe. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Cooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
14 yes, 1 absent.
Motion passes. Mr. Hooper.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract to the New York State Office of Homeland Security for a fiscal year 18 emergency management performance grant and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Lightfoot and Mr. Fay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
Offer a resolution modifying the 2018 budget for the Sheriff's Office to accept a 2018 legislative grant from the State of New York Division of Criminal Justice Services and move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Forsythe. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Cooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
14 yes, 1 absent.
Okay, motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution for authorization to fill a correctional officer position in the Sheriff's Office Correctional Division and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Arquette and Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution for authorization to create and fill a temporary detective sergeant position in the Sheriff's Office Criminal Division and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsythe. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution for authorization to fill a probation supervisor position in the probation department and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution modifying the 2018 budget for building repairs and improvements and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsythe. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Bell?
Yes.
Cooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
14 yes, 1 absent.
Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution modifying the 2018 budget for governmental services associated with capital infrastructure and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Bell?
Yes.
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Bay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
14 yes, 1 absent.
Motion carries. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with the New York State Unified Court System to provide cleaning and minor repair services for court facilities at the county complex and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Fay and Mr. Forsythe. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
Offer a resolution approving the 2019 tentative budget as presented by the county administrator on October 1st, 2018, and move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Timmerman and Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a public health sanitarian position in the public health department and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Burke. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a nutrition services aide position in the Office for the Aging and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill an advocate worker for the elderly position in the Office for the Aging and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a mass transportation capital project agreement with New York State Department of Transportation to operate a public transportation program and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Ms. Bell. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a public transportation modernization and enhancement program grant application for upgrading and modernizing public transportation equipment and services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Arquette. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a public transportation access and mobility partnership grant application with the Federal Transit Administration to provide increased access to public transportation services for senior citizens, individuals with disabilities, and low-income individuals and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Hooper. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution modifying the 2018 budget for the Office for the Aging for the Nutrition Program, Food and Supplies, and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Arquette and Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Denisha? Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Bay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
14 yes, 1 absent.
Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a memorandum of agreement with Western New York Independent Living, Inc. for the provision of the consumer-directed personal assistance program and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Timmerman. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Northern Border Counseling Services for counseling services for the Department of Social Services employees and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Burke. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to abolish a temporary legal secretary position and fill a legal secretary position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to abolish a registered professional nurse position and a caseworker position and create and fill a senior caseworker position and a keyboard specialist position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to create and fill a temporary clerk position in the Department of Social Services for the Home Energy Assistance Program and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Paguin and Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a senior social welfare investigator slash examiner position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Lightfoot and Mr. Fay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a social welfare examiner position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a social welfare examiner position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Perkins and Mr. Forsythe. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a caseworker position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Denisha and Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
No.
Did I go too fast? Yep. I did. Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, now Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign an extension to the contract with IMA Systems LLC for billing and modifying the 2018 budget for community services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Lightfoot and Mr. Hooper. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
14 yes, 1 absent.
Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee accepting the Traffic Safety Program Grant 2018-2019 for community services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Burke. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Offer a resolution for approval of bad debt write-off for the Solid Waste Department and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsythe. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a heavy equipment operator position in the Solid Waste Department and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Colbert. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer a resolution approving the 2019 St. Lawrence County Solid Waste Department fee rates and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Colbert and Mr. Arquette. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a laborer position in the Department of Highways and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Colbert. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a laborer position in the Department of Highways and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Colbert and Mr. Forsythe. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer resolution for authorization to abolish a motor equipment mechanic position and create and fill a motor equipment mechanic helper position in the Department of Highways and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Fay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with WPBS-WNPI for the purpose of maintaining an antenna on the tower in South Colton and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsythe and Mr. Hooper. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract for state municipal facilities program grant funds for equipment modifying the 2018 budget for the Department of Highways and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Lightfoot and Mr. Fay. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
14 yes, 1 absent.
Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer resolution authorizing the chair to sign an agreement with Governor Agricultural and Mechanical Society for the equipment storage and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Perkins and Ms. Bell. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a one-year extension with New York State Department of Transportation for the snow and ice control agreement on state highways and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Colbert. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Loomis Armored U.S. LLC to provide armored cash transport services and modifying the 2018 budget for the Treasurer's Office and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsythe and Mr. Hooper. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Denisha? Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
14 yes, 1 absent.
Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer resolution modifying the 2018 budget for the fleet and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Denisha? 14 yes, 1 absent.
Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer a resolution modifying the fiscal year 18 WIOA budget to transfer formula funds from dislocated worker accounts to adult program accounts and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
14 yes, 1 absent.
Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer resolution authorizing the chair to sign a membership agreement with the North Country Behavioral Health Care Collaborative and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Forsythe. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman? Oh, I'm sorry. Yep. So we have three, Mr. Berg, Mr. Arquette, and Mr. Paguin. Mr. Timmerman?
Alpha, resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with the New York State Department of Health to accept opioid epidemic grant funding to fight the opioid epidemic in St. Lawrence County and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman?
Alpha, resolution for authorization to modify the 2018 budget for the county administrator's budget for employee appreciation program. I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Burke. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper? Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Lapierre?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
14 yes, 1 absent.
Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with the St. Lawrence County Deputies Association Incorporated for 2018 through 2021. And move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
For this one to Mr. Burke.
Mr. Burke? Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Arquette. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Timmerman?
No.
Colbert?
No.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
No.
Forsyth?
No.
Lightfoot?
No.
Lapierre?
No.
Denisha?
No.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
No.
Fay?
Yes.
6 yes, 8 no, 1 absent.
So the motion fails. Mr. Lightfoot, if you would like to take my place, I'd like to offer a resolution.
Chair recognizes Mr. Akers.
Thank you, Mr. Lightfoot. I offer a resolution establishing the St. Lawrence County Board of Legislators Fund for Employee Appreciation. And as it reads, whereas St. Lawrence County is fortunate to have a dedicated staff committed to the success of the county, and whereas the Board of Legislators would like to acknowledge and extend its appreciation to the employees of St. Lawrence County government for their dedicated service on a more regular basis, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Legislators authorizes each legislator to approve an individual contribution by payroll deduction of $20 per month to support the St. Lawrence County Board of Legislators Fund for Employee Appreciation, and be it further resolved that this fund be administered by the County Administrator and report it to the Board of Legislators annually.
Is there a second? By Mr. Denisha, Mr. Colbert, Mr. LaPierre, Mr. Timmerman, Mr. Forsyth, and Mr. Hooper. Roll call vote. Oh, you want to talk about
it? Let's discuss it.
Go ahead.
So the reason I did this is because I think it's important that this appreciation come from us, the legislators. We are the employers. Our employees do a fantastic job for us. It also removes any taxpayer burden. I think our taxpayers have enough of a burden. I think this is more fitting that this is our responsibility to reward the employees that work for us. We are the ones that make the staffing decisions, and we appreciate the work that they do. And I think it just, I think it's a nice gesture on our part. Thank you.
Mr. Timmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was a little bit troubled when this was sprung on us in committee the other day, because I hadn't actually had a chance to think it through. And a quote that I heard earlier today that I think is quite fitting is, it's really easy to be generous with other people's money. And yes, we do greatly appreciate the county employees. I'm sure our taxpayers appreciate them too. The taxpayers also pay them and provide benefits. It just didn't seem, it didn't feel right for us to be adding on top of that with taxpayer funds. So I will support this one because I do think it should be coming from individual funds, basically. I think this is a great idea.
Mr. Forsyth?
Yeah. Also, if my math's right, $3,600, is that what this?
That's correct.
Okay. So it's even better than the original. Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else want to address the resolution? Roll call vote.
Colbert?
Absolutely.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
No.
Timmerman?
Yes.
13 yes, 1 no, 1 absent.
The resolution passes. Relinquish the chair back to the board chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Lightfoot. Our next resolution, is that it? So the adoption of the 2019 budget, I would move. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Timmerman, Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? Oh, Mr. LaPierre, any discussion? Roll call vote.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsyth?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
LaPierre?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
14 yes, 1 absent.
Good. Motion carried. County Administrator's report, Ms. Doyle.
A few items for you this evening. I wanted to give a little context to the resolution that was withdrawn, just to let you know that resolution will return to the vacancy committee tomorrow. There were some concerns addressed with regard to the position itself, so I imagine you will see that back on the agenda at the services committee this month. Wanted to let you know that tomorrow, November 6th at 3:30 p.m., the vacancy review committee will meet, and there are two legislators scheduled to join us. The demolition on M.R. Bell's is underway, if you haven't seen that already, both in the news or driving through Canton. Also, the DEC is testing for asbestos at the Slavin site in Messina as well. Want to remind you that next Monday, November 12th, in observation of Veterans Day, there is no meeting and the county will be closed for business. As you remember, we combined the operations and the services committee on Monday, November 19th. With finance to follow on the 26th, and then a reminder that at the December board meeting, the memorial service will be held. On October 25th, the Canton Human Services Initiative Board of Directors met. We received the 2017 audit, and we discussed preparing a document that would traverse boards, positions, folks involved with the process that includes the history of the project, resolutions, the bonds, the refinancing that occurred a few years ago. So it will be available for the village, for the town of Canton, and the county. We are approximately 12 years from completing the financial obligations associated with that building, and we'll meet again on December 13th to elect officers for 2019. And just as a reminder, the membership of that board includes Renee Cole, Bob McNeil, Jim Smith, Mike Haycook, Fred Hans, and myself. Any questions?
Is that Ruth?
Mm-hmm.
Old and new business. Does anyone have any old or new business that they'd like to address the board? Mr. Burke.
On the resolution that was just passed, what is the mechanism that's going to, on the resolution for the $20 a month, what is the mechanism that's going to be used?
It would each the legislators that will be appointed in 2019 will have to sign an individual form for the deduction of $20 if they're willing to participate from their paycheck, and that would be after taxes. Ideally, the $20, if all 15 choose to, and I hope that they do participate, that would be $300 a month times the 12 months would generate a fund of about $3,600, which is fairly close to the $4,000 that you originally asked for. So, yes?
So, did we have a copy of that resolution?
No, you do not.
Then I guess the question would be, so we voted on something that, I like the principle. I like the idea. I have no problem with $20, and I'll be one that will be glad to sign it. My question is that we have no guarantee of any dollar amount because it's optional whether people do sign it or not. And I guess the question I would ask is, this isn't a new initiative. I mean, we've known for years since we've been here that there are different events that require money to help sponsor these for our employees. And I'm just wondering, not to put anybody on the spot, but was there any generosity offered before this? I'm a little suspicious as to this, and I can't help but wonder whether or not this possibility, and that's what it is, if it should be left to a possibility. The vote's over and done with, but I'm a little uncomfortable with the process.
Mr. Colbert.
I just want to assure Mr. Burke, generosity has been shown by, I know, some individual members of the board, but I prefer not to go into details, but there has been some generosity.
Thank you, Mr. Colbert. Anyone else? Committee reports. Does anyone have any thing that they'd like to report from their committees? Ruth, executive session. Do we have need for all four of these items?
We have
need
for A, B, and D.
A, B, and D. Litigation, negotiations, and D, you said? Appointments. So I would entertain a motion to go into executive session. Mr. Forsyth, seconded by Mr. Timmerman. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Dave's got a paper copy there, Don, if you need it.
Yeah, I got it. I'm just getting back to it. Appointments, Environmental Management Council, Gerard Tozzi, Canton, EMS Advisory Board, Chelsea Snyder Dennis, Potsdam. These are following your reappointments, EMS Advisory Board, James Barr of Ogdensburg, David Sherman of Watertown, Tammy Sykes of Canton, Ann Smith, Ogdensburg, Donald Thompson of Canton, and Agriculture and Farmland Protection Board, John Greenwood of Canton, Stephen McKnight Chase Mills, Joseph Terrio of Canton, and the St. Lawrence County Planning Board, Mark Gazin of Gouverneur, and Brian Murray of Lisbon.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Appointments to the Youth Advisory Board. Karen Badge, Potsdam, Casey Cannell, Gouverneur, Terry Gilmore, Augensburg, Jerry Mahoney, Helena.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Timmerman. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Appointments, Workforce Development Board, Seth Belt, Potsdam, Felicia Dumas, Canton. Reappointment, St. Lawrence County Industrial Development Agency, Mark Hall, Star Lake.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fay, Mr. Forsyth, and Mr. Hooper. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. For the Ad Hoc Committee for School Resource Officers, Larry Denisha and Mr. Joe Lightfoot have volunteered to serve. The very first meeting, I have invited Johnny Dorothy, Stephen Button, and County Administrator Ruth Doyle to attend for a meeting that should be held here sometime in November, the date to be decided. Are there anything else? I would entertain a motion for adjournment. Mr. Timmerman, seconded by Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.